at the bottom of Kuf Amud Aleph. Just something from yesterday. How you measure a Tehillah Mishlakit, we mentioned wrong yesterday. It's not four amas on the bottom of the triangle. If you look here, it's really machlokas, but the halacha is that the four amas are on the hypotenuse. If you go up four amas on the slope, it has to be that by the time you finish four amas, you're 10 tefachim high, but not four amas on the bottom of the triangle. Really, it's a machlokas. The Marbach has a shaila. The Aruch HaShulchan paskins, the Rav HaShulchan Aruch, all paskin like this, and that's the halacha. The halacha is that the Arba Amos is on the hypotenuse of the triangle, not on the bottom of the triangle. Look in what's it called, the Art Scroll also has it like that. Here also the diagram is Arba Amos on the slope, 10 tefachim. Arba Amos on the slope. There is a sheet that holds that it's Arba Amos on the floor, but we don't paskin like that. Yeah, but it's on the top. It's what's it called?
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be. It's not Arba Amos here. You have a little bit more on the hypotenuse of Arba Amos to the 10th book.
Okay.
What? It's 20. Or the number of 24.6 degrees, or more. Not less than 24 degrees. Okay. Okay. Omar Rava, Tok Gimel Rabban and Tzorich Hanochal Gavi Mashu. Even if something is within three tefachim of the ground, you have to have it stop on something, and something doesn't have to be something of mamashas. Even if the wind stops it, that also is considered stopping on something. Yosef Mareimar Vaka Omar La Lahosh Maisa. Omar Le Ravina Le Mareimar Lav Hainu Masnisen. Isn't that our Mishnah? What you're saying, this big chiddush, that according to the Rabbanon, even if it's within three tzvachim of the ground, it has to stop for a second on something, right, is the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Rashi, lav haynu masnisen, diktoni chutzla arba amos, v'nizgalgel chayev. If you threw something outside arba amos, and then it rolled back into arba amos, you're chayev. V'om Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu shenoch. And Rabbi Yochanan said that it had to come to a stop. Halo noch. Lo, midlo oak me Rabbi Yochanan, go shabbat to Gimel. Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say it had to stop if it was within three tefachim of the ground? And the Rabbanan hold you don't need that it has a hanocha on something, even within three tefachim. Then just say it's talking where it was within three tefachim, it didn't stop, and it rolled back. Mashma, that it has to stop, right? Even within three tefachim. Right? Mara says, Omer le, misgalgil kamras, misgalgil ain't sofa lanuach. Over there where it's rolling, it's not going to stop outside of four tefachim. Maybe that's where, four amas. Maybe that's where Rabbi Yochanan said that it had to stop for a second. Aval hai kivin de sofa lanuach, aval gav de lonach, kaman de noch, domi kamashim. But over here, something that's on its way down, and it gets within three tefachim, and it's eventually going to stop where it's headed. So maybe there, what's it called? You don't need a hanocha al gavi. Anything. It doesn't have to stop. As long as it gets within three tefachim, it's already considered like it stopped. Kamash Malah, no. That's what Rabbi Yochanan comes to tell me, that in every case, even where it's eventually going to stop in that place, but getting into three tefachim doesn't count as stopping. It has to mamash stop on something. Rashi, Mizgalga Kamras, Dover Sharuch, Megalgalo Ba'avir Kamras. Talking about something the wind is pushing around, keeping the sofa there, it's not going to end up stopping where it is. So there, I might think that what's there, that's where you needed to actually stop. Kivin the sofa lanuach, but over here, v'nizkarat shelo noch, neima kamunach dami. But over here, the situation where you threw it, arba amas, and it's going to come to a rest in that place. And you realize that you were mechal Shabbos before it actually came to rest on the ground, but it was in three tefachim. So I might think that what's it called, the melacha is finished and you chayev achatos. Kamash Malah, no, the melacha is not finished till it actually comes to a rest. But just being within three tefachim is not considered like it stopped. Neima kamunach dami, da sofa lanuach, ukfar bolatol gimel, kamash Malah. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan told me this chiddush. Okay. Hazorik biyam arba amos potter. If you throw something four amos in the yam, you're potter. Because it's a karmelis. A yam is not a reshus harab, it's a karmelis. Imhoya rekak mayim, u reshus harab im mahaleches bo. If you had a... Rekak Mayim is like a little canal in the Rishus HaRabim. And the Rabim walked through it. It's like the places where the rain collects, the not the sewers, what is it called? It's called the drains, a drainage ditch. That's in Rishus HaRabim. A what? A drainage ditch in Rishus HaRabim. And you watch it, and the Rabim walk through it. They have it in the old city, in Rishalayim. They have those, what's it called, indentations in the ground. The water runs through, right? And people walk through it. So, Rekak Mayim Rishus HaRabim Aleches Bo, Hazorik Lotochol Dalet Amos Chayiv. You throw Dalet Amos in that ditch, you're Chayiv, because that's part of the Rishus HaRabim. The Kamahu Rekak Mayim. How? What are the dimensions of this Rekak Mayim? Pachos Mi Asorah Tvachim. It has to be less than 10 Tvachim deep. And Rekak Mayim Rishus HaRabim Aleches Bo, Hazorik Lotochol Dalet Amos Chayiv. And the Mishnah repeats again the same thing. If you have a drainage ditch that's less than 10 Tvachim, and the Rabim is walking through it, your Chayiv has a still a din of Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara is going to discuss why you needed to say the same thing twice. What? What? Azorek Besocho or Azorek Latochol Dalaramas. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference because either it's the same thing. Azorek Latochol Dalaramas and Azorek Betocho is all talking about not from Rishus HaYochot Rishus HaRabim, so in Rishus HaRabim, otherwise you don't need Dalaramas. The same thing. Okay. The kama hu rekak mayim, kama omko denema akati rishus harabim, hovelo nasa karmelis, rekak garbila. Okay, whatever that is, it's a drainage ditch. Not drainage, it's for the rain to, yeah, it's to drain off, okay. Gully? That's what you said? Ah. Okay, gully, I know what it is, but I know what you're talking about. Okay. Okay. Omar le'ahuma rabbanan l'rofa. Bishlama hiluch hiluch trezimne. The fact that it said Rabbi mahaleches bo, or twice, right? I understand why you need two times for the mission to say Rabbi mahaleches bo. Hakamash melon hiluch al yedei atchak shmei hiluch. That even if it's not, well, the first one tells me where the people walk through it in a leisurely way. The second one where it's difficult to walk through, but they walk through anyway. So even though it's not easy to walk through, but the rabbim do walk through there, that's still considered Rishus HaRabim. That's why you need two cases of the same thing to tell me this halach. What's it called? Shmei hiluch, but tashmish al yedei adchak, lo shmei tashmish. That's only if they walk through it with difficulty. But if they use it with difficulty, that's not called Rishus HaRabim. We'll see 1 second what the case is. But Rekak, Rekak, Trezim, Nelomeli. Why do I need to repeat the whole case of Rekak twice? Marsis Chad b'Yimosacham of the Chad b'Yimosachshamim. One's talking in the summer, one talking in the winter. Utsrichen, you need both cases. Ditan Echada, Havemene, Honi, Mili, Mosacham, Davidi, Inchinim, Askila, Kure, Nafshayu. Some people walk through these drainage ditches. There's still water in it in the summer to cool off. So people walk in the water in the summer to cool off. So then it's Rishus HaRabim. Avoy Mosak Shomim Lo, but they don't walk to cool off. They don't walk in the drains during this winter. It's too cold. They don't want to get their feet wet. So I might think that there it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. The Yashmina be Mosak Shomim, if I only knew me Mosak Shomim, to give him a tanfe, lo ichim salu. Since they're dirty anyway, they're all dirty with mud and rain or whatever, so they're not going to be careful not to walk through the drainage ditch because they're dirty anyway. But everybody's clean, it's dry, so it's a stam walk in the puddles. The people don't walk in puddles in the summer. Kamash Malan, right, that both of them, it's a Rishus HaRabim, both in the summer and the winter. Abaya Omar Itzrich, Solkadai Techameinu Hanimina Hechadalo Havi Dalar Amas. That's only where the width of the drainage ditch is not 4 amas. Avo Hechadah Havi Dalar Amas, Akufe Makfile, but where it is Dalar Amas, then they walk, what's it called, around, and not in it. Ravashi Omer Itzrich. Ravashi says it's the opposite. That's only where it's, what's it called, where it's at least 4 tvachim. Then people walk in it. But if it's less than 4 tvachim, people walk over it. They skip over it. They don't walk in the thing. Therefore, maybe it's not Rishus HaRabim. Right? The Az Ravashi Latame, Ravashi went according to his reasoning and saying this idea. Dom Ravashi, Haiman de Zorik, Venoch, Aguda, de Gamla, Mechayev, Shai Ravim Bokimbo. Now, if you throw something onto the board that covers a bridge, even though sometimes people walk over the board. They don't walk on that board. There's a bridge with boards on supports, right? And one board is not exactly connected to all the others. So sometimes people walk over that board. They don't walk on it. They walk over it. Still, since the rabbin walk over it, that's called Rishus HaRabbin. See Rashi. Hiluch hiluch, denoka trezim, ne Rishus HaRabbin mahaleches bo, chad lememro, di ein regilin lalech bo potter. One to tell me that if they don't usually walk through this thing, then you're potter. The chi regilin lahalech bo chayiv. And if they do walk through it, you're chayiv. Afal gav, di hiluch al yedei adchaku. Even though it's not the leisurely walking through Rishus HaRabbin, right, it's not as easy to walk through this thing, but if they walk through it, al yedei atchak, right, sometimes when the Rishus HaRabbin is filled up, they overflow into the drainage ditch, that's also called Rishus HaRabbin. The chad lashmina, the dafka hiluch al yedei atchak shmei hiluch. And the other one is to tell me that dafka, if you walk through something in a not leisurely way, is it considered Rishus HaRabbin? Aval tashmish l'rabbim al yedei atchak, kagon, where's the case of tashmish, where there's a guma, Tisha Rishus HaRabbim, right? There's a hole in Rishus HaRabbim, 9 tefachim deep, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid, or a Makom Ptur. Afagav the Chazi Latznuei Bei Kumsa V'Sudra, even though you could store things in there. The Rabbim, as they walk by, could store things in this hole, right? Lo Havi Tashmish, Lo Havi Ahugam Rishus HaRabbim. It's not considered Rishus HaRabbim. Ka'amut Tes Sharabim Mekashmalav. The opposite case where you have a post in Rishus HaRabbim, 9 tefachim high, which is very convenient to what's it called to put things on, or to what's it called to take your load off of, right, and reposition it or whatever. That's considered part of the Rishus HaRabbim because people do use it leisurely. But to bend down and put something into a 9 tefachim hole in Rishus HaRabbim is not an easy thing to do. People may do it, but it's not done stam, right? Therefore, what's it called? It's not considered Rishus HaRabbim. Why do you have to tell me the case of rekak twice, right? Why mention that twice? The lo havi dalad amis rochav. The lo trichaluhu milsa laver besocho. The noach laver melahakif alelech l'rosho shu kolashon. Right? If it's not for amis, then it's not worth going around it, right? Because go through it, right? But if it's what's it called? Right. It's not worth. It's the opposite. If it's not Dalet Amos, it's worth going around it instead of going through it. But if it is Dalet Amos, then it's too long to go around it. So you go through it. So I might think that Dafka, if it's Dalet Amos, if what's it called is when it's considered Rishus HaRabbim, because then people walk through it. But if it's less than Dalet Amos, people would rather go around it than go through it. Kamash Malano. Right, and Ravashi holds the opposite of Hecha Hadar Tanya Zimnachrisi Lisuyehai. The second time it mentions it to tell me, even if it's not Dalet Amos, it's still considered Rishus HaRabbim. Honey Mile Davi Rishus HaRabbim Hecha Davi Rechavu Dalet Amos. The Lav Urche Lemitsoi Ela Avri Begavoi. Right, so that's what it says. If it's Dalet Amos, that's when it's Rishus HaRabbim, because people don't walk around it; they walk in it. Aguda de Gamla Al Davsha Begesher Hamutal Rochav Hageser Keshar Hadapim Mumuvdo Mechadero. You have a gesher, which has supports, a frame, and it has boards on it, right? And one board is separate from the other board, so sometimes you walk over it, sometimes you walk on it. Even though you walk over it, it's still considered Rishus HaRabbim. Chayiv, yafagav, the ikel amitzik pasi, some people walk over it, they don't walk on it. V'lo manchi karai, or they don't put their feet down on it. Ikatuvi davri, many people do walk on it. That's still considered what's called Rishus HaRabbim. Okay. Mishnah. Hazorik min hayam li abosha. Umin ha'abosha liyam, umin hayam l'stina, umin ha'stina liyam, umin ha'stina l'chaverta, potter. If you throw from the sea onto the dry land, so you're throwing from a Carmelis into Rishus HaRabbim, you're potter. Or you throw from the dry land, Rishus HaRabbim, into the sea. So from a Rishus HaRabbim into a Carmelis, you're also potter. Umin hayam l'svina, you throw from the sea into a boat, which is Rishus HaYochid. So you're throwing from a Carmelis into Rishus HaYochid, you're also potter. Umin hasvina l'yam, or from a Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelis, you're also potter. Umin hasvina l'chaderta, potter. And if you throw from one boat to the other boat, you're potter. But you're not allowed to carry from one boat to the other boat, right? We'll see in 1 second what the conditions are when you could carry from one boat to another. But these are two Rishus HaYachid. Still, you're not allowed to carry from one person's Rishus HaYachid into a different person's Rishus HaYachid without an Erev. So without an Erev, you can't carry from one boat to the other. Sfinos Kshuros Bezu Bezu. However, if the boats were tied one to the other, then Metalklim Izu Lezu. Right? Then you're allowed to carry from one boat to the other when the boats are tied together. In Enon Kshuros, Afalpisha Mukafos, and Metalklim Izu. But they're not tied, even though they're connected, they're touching each other. Still, what's it called? You can't carry from one boat to the other, only if they're tied together. Rashi, min hayam li abasha, mi karmelis l'rishus harabim. That's from karmelis l'rishus harabim. Min hayam l'sfina, mi karmelis l'rishus hayochid. Metalkli mizu l'zum, gemara parak pshita. Gemara says if they're mamish tied to each other and they're connected, then why can't you carry from one to the other? Shemukafos smucha zu l'zu, k'mon ein makif in shtei chavuyos. Mukafos means they're together. Mukaf min hamukaf, when you take off trumas and maestras, it means the things are touching each other, they're next to each other. Ein metalkim izuzu, the hefsek karmelis mefarshi me'adodi, because if the boats aren't tied together, we're afraid they'll drift apart, and you're carrying from one rishus hayachid into another rishus hayachid derech a karmelis, which is the yam in the middle. The anan mokmin la b'gemara, shasfino shoshnei b'ni adam. The Gemara is going to say that it's talking about boats of two different people. You need an Erev, right? Otherwise, you can't carry from one person's Rishus into another person's Rishus, because it looks like two different Rishuyos, even though they're both Rishus HaYochid. Hilkach ki mefarshi o mifsik a karmelis batel Erev. And therefore, if there's a karmelis between them, the Erev is batel. Right? You can't have an Erev if there's a karmelis between the two places that are making the Erev. Gemara. Itmar Svina Rav Huna Omar Motzin Hamenu Ziz Koshu Mimali. You have a boat. You want to, take water out of the sea, or fresh water if it's a lake or something like that, and bring it into the boat. Okay, so the boat's Rishus HaYochid, and the sea is a Karmelis. So how do you take water and bring it into the boat from a Karmelis into Rishus HaYochid? It's not Chaya, but it's awesome. So Rav Huna says, your motzi aziz kol shahu, right? You put out a little bit of a platform, plank, a little bit out of the boat, and that's a hecker. It's not out of mechitza, it's just a hecker. Because the Rabbanim were mekel, since on a boat you don't have too much of a choice, they were mekel to take from a karmelis into Rishus HaYochid. Right, if you need it to get water, or to water to wash, water to drink, whatever it may be, right? If it's fresh water or salt water, and you watch it go, but you need it. You can't in the boat. You can't turn on the tap, so you have to take the. They had to take the water from the surrounding waters. So therefore, what's it called? All you need is a hecker, calls Rav Huna, a little ziz you put out, and that's a hecker that normally you can't take from a karmelis into Rishus HaYochid, but here is the exception. Umemali. Rav Chisda v'Rabba Rav Huna Amrei. Osei mokum arbo. Umemali. You make an area that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Right? 16 tfachim hole with small mechitzas, like a little box. And your memali through there. And the mechitzas, even though they're not 10 tfachim, they're considered like they go down. Either one tefach even, the mechitzas. Right, so they consider like they go down, and it's like there's a little box between the boat and the water, so you're not taking it from a karmelis. Now that becomes a little Rishus HaYochid. It's 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. It has mechitzes, so you're taking from a Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaYochid. You've turned that part of the karmelis, of the yam, into a Rishus HaYochid. The mechitzes don't go all the way down to the ground. Right, lemaisa in by a yam by water, the chachamim were mater mechitzas tluyos. That's what Rashi learns that mechitza, even though gedoyim bogimbo, right, that's on land where you can have goats go under it. It's not a mechitza, but on the sea, dagim bogimbo, just because fish can jump under the thing, doesn't break up the mechitza. So Rashi holds that all you need is small mechitzas on the side. And they're considered like they go all the way down to the yam, and that becomes a little Rishus HaYochid, and that's enough. Okay? That's what we'll see Rashi. Svina hamefarish besvina bayam. Person is in the what's it called in the middle of the ocean on a boat. Motzi ziz kolshu midofni asvina al hamayim. He puts out a small plank over the water. Leheker bealma kinefarish viozo. That's a heker. That normally you wouldn't be allowed to do this from a caramelist rishu sayochid. Here the rabbanim were matir because it's an unusual and circumstance that there's no other eitz. You're allowed to take water out of the ocean, right, with this hecker of a little plank sticking out of the boat, and bring it into the boat. So according to Rashi, what it is, a little box with a certain length to it, right? Lav dafka 10 tvachim, for sure. And it's a little box, and you collect things from that box, through that box. You have a picture here? I think so. No picture. Yeah, here's the Z's and here's the box. The Z's is just a little plank sticking out for a hecker. And here, you make a little box with partial walls. So it has a little bit of a thing. And you fill through in that box. So that box, is this area underneath in that yam, is considered Rishus HaYochid. Tosfos learns that you have to have what's it called, ten tefachim. The sides have to be at least ten tefachim. Then they're considered like they go all the way down, and even though there's a space of more than three tefachim between this box and the yam, that doesn't make a problem in the sea. It only makes a problem on dry land. So according to Tosfos, this arba al arba is a box 10 tefachim long and 4 by 4 space, and that's how you fill up through that. According to Rashi, it's 4 by 4 space. Doesn't have to be 10 tefachim long. Okay, that's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. We'll see there's other pshatim here also. Rav Huna Omar. So now the Gemara is going to explain the machlokas. Rav Huna Omar motzi heimeno ziz kol shuma male kisover karmelis me'ara mashchinim va'avira makum turhu. Uvedin who disease nomi loli boy, elaki hechid lahavile hakera. Right, Rav Huna holds like this, that a carmelis you count not from the top of the water, but from the bottom of the water, from the ground, and therefore usually we'll see in 1 second. There's at least 10 tefachim between the ground and the top of the water where a boat is. So really, whatever above the water level, is a makom ptur, because the air above a carmelis is a makom ptur. Higher than 10 tefachim, just like in Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, when you take the water out, you're taking it from a makom ptur to a, what's it called, to a Rishus HaYochid, which is mutter completely. But in order that you shouldn't make a mistake and think that it is a carmelis, and they may have to have a hecker, that you shouldn't do the same thing on dry land and think that, what's it called, that from a carmelis to Rishus HaYochid you're allowed to carry. What? The Mishnah? No, that's talking where it's less than 10 tefachim, right? But we'll see in 1 second. But a boat can never be less than 10 tefachim height of water. It's always 10 tefachim because a boat, a big boat, can't travel on less than 10 tefachim of water height.
Okay. Maybe she's speaking without disease.
What?
Maybe she's speaking without disease.
Without?
Without the sticking out.
Yeah, fine. But the mission is also talking in a case where it's really a carmelis. Because if it wouldn't be a carmelis, right, then it'd be mutter altogether, it'd be makom ptur. But here, we in the boat, you need the disease because you're doing it regularly or whatever. In the other case, we're stam, not a boat. Stam from a higher thing, we mutter. It's a makom ptur. Rav Chisda v'Rabba v'Rav Huna Amrei Oshen makom arbo mamale. They hold you have to make this little mechitzas and make a makom reshus hayochid. Why? Because savri karmelis misfas mai mashchinen. The karmelis starts from the top of the water. And from there, 10 tefachim up is still a carmelis, right? And Maya Ara Smichta, because the water is considered like an extension of the ground. So the caramelist starts at the surface of the water surface. Memela, what's it called, the area that you're drawing the water from is a caramelist. And therefore, you can't take from a caramelist to a Rishus HaYochid. So you need, what's it called, a mechitza to make that area that you're taking the water out of Rishus HaYochid. Ilo Ovid Mokam Arboa Kamatalkal Mikarmelus Rishus HaYochid. You don't make this little box that changes the caramelist into Rishus HaYochid in that spot, then you're taking from a caramelist Rishus HaYochid. Rashi. Karmelis me'ara mashchinon yud shel avir shenosnu chachomim le'isur karmelis, that which the rabbanon considered a karmelis from the ground 10 tefachim up is part of a karmelis, anything above 10 tefachim is makom p'tur kedamriyam perakama v'tofeses ad yud mikarkois hayom ashinu, you count it from the bed of the sea, not from the top of the water. V'avira shulamala miyud v'afilu min hain mayim having makom p'tur, and therefore even if when you measure from the seabed up, you hit water, that water is also makom p'tur. Hilkach behetera koshoka lechatzila. Therefore, any water you're going to be taking off the surface of the sea is higher than 10 tvachim from the ground of the sea. It's not a karmelis, a makom p'tur. Therefore, you don't need, except a little z's, a little, protrusion, a plank, to be a hecker. Lahavi lehekera lecharmelis gemura. You shouldn't end up carrying from a real karmelis and think that this yam is a karmelis. Aris michtehi, v'chol hamayim karmelis hayim. And everything to the top of the surface of the water is considered the ground. And the 10 tefachim of the karmelis doesn't start till the end of the water, till the surface of the water. Smichta avis, like thick ground. The water is considered part of the ground. Okay. Zemara says, according to Rav Huna, who says you only need a hecker, right? Omerle Rav Nachman, the Rabba Baravua. Well, the Rav Huna, the Omer Motzi Hemen Aziz Kolshu, Mamale, Zimnin, the Lek Asar, the Komatal, Mikarmus, the Rav. According to Rav Huna, what if the water's not 10 tvachim deep? So you're within 10 tvachim of the ground of the seabed when you're taking the water. And a hecker's not going to help. There you're mamish taking from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochid. Why would Rav Huna say it's across the board always okay, right? He should say it makes a difference how deep the water is. If the water is not 10 tvachim deep, then you have a problem. The Z's won't be enough. It's only enough if the water is 10 tvachim deep. Right? A real sized boat, not a little boat, but a regular boat, a sfina. Right? Sfina is a full sized boat. Other things are called different names for little boats. For what?
A ship.
A ship, right. Other things may be like called boats, rafts, whatever, canoes. But a ship, that's a svina, that won't travel in less than 10 foot. Where it says, v'ham mursha isla, right, where it cuts through the water, right, so the bow of the boat makes a like a furrow in the water, which could be less than 10 foot. Right, Omer of Safra Geshushe Azle Kama. Right, there are people who go ahead of it to make sure that what's it called, that it doesn't go in places that are less than 10 tefachim, it doesn't get shipwrecked, doesn't get caught in the water. So it never travels in a way that there's not 10 tefachim of water between it and the ground of the sea. Right? What was the mission? The mission talking not on a boat. I mean, the way the mission speaks about throwing from a svina to the yam or whatever. Mishvina liyam, that case. Minayam lishvina, minashvina liyam. What's the Mishnah talking about? Hold on 1 second, we'll see. Here, as the Mishnah does say, a case of a svina, and they can't say it only goes according to one amora. It's the Mishnah's mamish raya that the karmelis starts at the water surface. So how's it talking about? What kind of svina? unless the Mishnah is talking about a small Svina. Right? What? Okay. Rashi. Gemire ein Svina mahaleches. The chol hecha de tanya Svina velotani areva gedoli. A Svina means a big ship. And areva is a small ship. That could go in less than 10 tefachim. Mar says, Baha Mursha is le garcinan. Rashi learns Mursha is Rosh HaSvina Holechu Magbia Min Hamayim. The what's it called? The bow of the ship goes higher. It's what's it called? The ship, what's it called, is on a slant. So the bow raises out of the water. Vafilu Hayu Hamayim Pchusim Yud Engo Sheshisham. Right? Even if the water was less than 10 Tvachim, right, it wouldn't be able to go there. The Mamali Kenegan also Makam Metalkul Mekamishim. In that place, what's it called, where the bow is, the water could be less than 10 tefachim, because it's anyway raised out of the water. Right? It's not on the surface of the water. It's above the water. So, Enochanami, at the back of the boat, the water always has to be 10 tefachim. But the front of the boat, Rashi learns, doesn't have to be. So on that, the Gemara says, there's always people going in small canoes or whatever in front of the boat with poles to make sure the boat doesn't enter an area where there's less than 10 tefachim of water. Because even though the bow won't get stuck, the back of the boat will get stuck. So they don't let it. They navigate it with a boat in front of it to make sure that it doesn't go anywhere less than 10 tefachim. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns Mursha means they're sand bars. Sometimes they're, what's it called, they're sand bars. So it could be that the boat didn't get there yet, but you're going to, or the boat on the sandbars on the side. So right next to it, it's deep. And another foot to the side is shallow. So again, you're going to be taking from a Carmelist because there the water is shallow. So they say, no, this is the same thing. There's always a boat that goes before with poles and doesn't let the boat come anywhere near sandbars. Otherwise, you're going to get stuck. That's how Tosfos learns. Geshushi azli kamah, b'nei adam mimashmishim b'klonosos es omek hamayim. They go in a little boat in front of the big boat with poles that they put into the water that are marked by the 10 tefachim mark, that they never let a boat go if the water there is not 10 tefachim. They manichim lelech hasfina l'makam omuk shematumayr lelech the tishkon la'aris makam oshava. And then it's going to get stuck. And Echonami, the bow of the front part of the boat is not going to be a problem. But as soon as the back part of the boat gets there, it's going to get stuck. Okay. Where what? I hear. Okay. Or that it got stuck. Okay. Omer le Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak le Rav Chiya bar Oven le Rav Chizda le Rabba bar Rav Huna. Da Amri osa makom arba umemale. Right, that you have to put it into this little box in order to make the Carmelist, the Yam, into Rishus Hayochid, in that place where you're drawing the water from. Shof kni de hechi shadilu. Where do you throw the wastewater? If you throw it in that same little box, it's gonna make the water that you're drawing out putrid. You're not going to throw your wastewater in the same place that you're picking up the water. You can't throw it in that same box, in that same area. Right? Gemara says, you throw the wastewater. The Gemara could have said you make another box in a different place or whatever. Or the Gemara could have said that the boat's moving. So where you draw this water, you're not throwing this water. But it's mashing, the boat is docked, right? In the middle, it's anchored and stopped. And now you want to draw water. So if you throw the water in the same place, it's going to get putrid. So where do you throw it? And to make two different things, not mashing, you have to start making little boxes around the boat. So the Gemara says you don't have to make a second box. For the wastewater that you throw from the boat into the sea, right, you throw it onto the side of the boat and let it drip down. Now, even though of a ha'ika kocho, lemaisa, it's coming directly from the koach of the person, even though it's separated one thing, it's not going directly from the Rishus HaYochid into the Carmelis. But lemaisa, it's going onto the side of the boat and then falling into the Carmelis. That's called kocho. And kocho is also asher. Kocho be Carmelis lo gozu. Right, and the Gemara says, and kocho, but Carmelis, they weren't gozer. Normally, kocho is considered osir. But it's just a yoko, it's just a rabbi. But into a Carmelis, they weren't gozer. Okay. Rashi. Also, the Mokum Dalit, Amma Kola Mayim Carmel is saying. They hold the whole of the water is carmelous. Shovkin, they Mayim Royim, can go Rechitzas, Kosas, and Karas. You have water that you wash your dishes in. Where do you throw the wastewater? Me'isile Hamayim, Shemali Shuv Derech Oso Mokum. If you're going to throw it at the same place that you have this box, right, you're going to make the water putrid in the place that you want to then draw water from. The Shadi Lu B'chom Mokum Shir Tzal Dofnesin. You can throw it anywhere you want, but first you have to let it. Run off the side of the boat. You pour it onto the side of the boat, and it runs off. The hen yardim liyam, it runs off into the sea. Voika kocho, noidlo zorik lehenya. You're not throwing it directly into the yam. Niumi kocho, boy and liyam, they're coming from the first koach. And that usually is also. Kamash malon, the caramelist, you don't say that. Okay, there's two other shitas on this box. Rashi and Tosas learn both. It makes it a rishus hayochid. Shaitel side of this how. There's another shita how it becomes rishus hayochid. It's not a box, it's a plank. But it's 4 amas square. Inside, you make a hole that's 4 tefachim square. And there's a halacha that the you consider the board like it bends. So the all around the board bends down. It's considered like it's bent down. And then it's like you have a box, even though it's a flat thing. That's called gud v'kof, right? Kof v'gud. It bends, and then it goes down. So that, like we should say, that the Shulchan Aruch mentions. That's how the Shulchan Aruch mentions this case. And others say that it's not a Rishus HaYochid at all. The Shaila is only the Heker. Everybody holds only the Heker. Right? Even if you hold it as a Carmelis. But if you hold it as a Carmelis, you need a Heker of Arba Tzvachim. If you hold it's not a Carmelis, then you only need a Heker of Aziz, of a Kolshu. But everybody holds it's nothing to do with a Mechitz over here. It's just a din of a Heker. Shaila is, how much of a Heker do you need? You need a real big hecker, right? Or you need only a small hecker. That's another way of learning. Okay.